This morning, we've come to take the Lord's Supper. We've come to commune with each other and with God. We're going to do that in just a few minutes. This morning, when I was driving over, I knew the songs we're going to sing, and I'm thinking about them in my mind. And I started thinking about people who are part of the 10,000 reasons that I have to bless Him. And so I started thinking about you guys and who I was going to see today. And I know that first when I walk in, I'm going to see the praise team. And I'm always curious about who's going to be there. Usually there's some that are always there. And as I drive up, and I'm imagining this in my mind. And I see, is Art's red Volkswagen out there? Yeah. And then I see, is Jeanette's walking into the building with everybody's car already there? And I just started thanking God for everyone I was going to see. And then I began to thank God for just people who I've loved my whole life. And I'm listening to some praise music, and I start, and I know I don't want any texts, emails, or face-to-face sermons about this, but I started texting some of them, you know, and some of them texted back. It's still dark. I see the moon. It's a little crescent. Little sliver, sun starts coming up, and I pass over Ranger Hill on the way, and by this time I am weeping, and I'm just so full of joy that God has been so good to me. And I have problems in my life, but I'm not focused on, and some of them I think about, even as I'm thinking about the people who have blessed my life. And I thought about the song 10,000 Reasons. I think I could name 10,000 people. I mean, just when you begin to think about the ways and the people, the events. Oh, there's lots of junk. And so this is what we've come partly to do today. And so, in the scripture, and we're going to talk about the idea of discerning the body. And 1 Corinthians 11 is about the Lord's Supper. And it says everyone ought to examine themselves. So we're going to spend a minute examining ourselves. And what we're going to do is Bradley's going to pass out some cards now. Right now, Bradley. And you're going to have a pen. You're going to need a pen or pencil or something like that. And if you can't find one, Jeanette will help you. I've got one that I'm not going to use because I already did this. I did my homework. And I'll tell you about the card in just a minute, but it's going to be, we're going to examine ourselves. It says we should do this before we eat the bread and drink the cup. Now, think about this. This bread has meaning. This cup has meaning. And before we drink it and eat it, we should examine ourselves. And there's lots of ways we could examine ourselves. I'm thinking about SAT scores. I don't think that's what he means. I don't think we need to do that. I'm thinking about going to my doctor. And I go once a year to the doctor, and he examines me. I don't think that's the kind of exactly the examination he's talking about here either. But then this scripture, the next verse, kind of connects the ideas about examining yourself. It says, for those who eat with and drink without discerning the body of Christ. And last week, I've thought this in my mind, but it just exploded last week. Art put some words to it. About this not being the physical body of Christ, But instead, it's the body, us, the body of Christ. Because, you know, we are the body of Christ. And so we discern this body. And if we don't do that, it's not a good thing. You know, drinking judgment. I don't want to drink judgment on myself. So we need to examine ourselves, right? And then discern the body. And the question that comes to my mind is, how are you doing? And I've watched people come in and out the door. You know, it's on my mind this morning. And I'm watching you come in and out the door, and almost everyone gets somebody who says to them, how are you doing? And almost everyone has either one of two words, one word answers. Okay, you're going to guess, how are you doing? Or good. Yes. Some of you are good people and some of you are fine people. But pretty much that's it. Well, I want us to examine ourselves and ask ourselves the question, how are you doing? How are you doing? And so in James, James is going to help us with this, James 5. And Jeremy talked about the healing prayer that's right after this verse at the end of James. And the thing that's so important about the ending of James, it focuses on community. It focuses on what we are for each other. That's how James kind of ends, about praying for each other. But also this, is anyone among you in trouble? That's the NIV version, the King James version, the American Standard version. They'll say, are you suffering? Are you having some kind of, are you suffering hardships? This is, some of us are suffering hardships. As a matter of fact, probably everybody in the room is suffering some kind of hardship. You're going through some kind of trouble. And then it says, is anyone happy? Or other versions say, cheerful. Are you cheerful? Are you happy? Well, let's sing songs of praise. We already sung the songs of praise. But we're going to also do this in some kind of sharing way. I can remember, we sometimes have both. Sometimes we kind of lean towards the suffering part of this equation. And sometimes we kind of lean toward the joyful part. I remember my father-in-law passed away. And my sons were like fourth and fifth grade, third and fourth grade. And they came, and my father-in-law had cancer. And they prayed for him. And they prayed hard for him. And so when he died, they were very not happy. They were disturbed. And I can remember at the funeral, they both came up to the casket, and one of them looked in, and the other one looked in and then reached out and put his hand on his grandfather's body. It was rough. So that was on Saturday, and the day after that, we went to church. And sitting in front of us is a couple who's just had a baby. And so in part of the announcements, they announced the passing of my father-in-law. And then a little bit later, they had this kind of celebration and for the birth of this baby. And you know, I did not feel like celebrating. I'm sitting with my boys and they don't feel like celebrating. I'm sitting with my father-in-law's daughter. He didn't feel like celebrating. And we sang this song, Because He Lives. And I want to read these two verses. How sweet to hold a newborn baby and feel the pride and joy he gives. But greater still, the calm assurance this child can face uncertain days because he lives. And the next verse. And then one day, I'll cross that river. I'll fight life's final war with pain. And then, as death gives way to victory, I'll see the lights of glory, and I'll know he reigns. This is us every day, really. We have troubles. We have joy, cheerfulness. And so I want you to take the card. And here's what I want you to do. I want you, this may sound goofy, but you just go with it. I'm in charge. I want you to draw a little smiley face in one corner of the one side and a little frowny face on the other side. And you're going to write down something. And I want it to be as brief as possible. If you could do it in one word, that'd be great. If you could do it in just a phrase, that'd be okay. We do not need any dissertations here. Or long novels. It's not your autobiography. But in the last week, just this last week, when you're coming in the door after the week you've had, I want you to tell me this. How's your heart? How's your attitude? I don't need to tell you to tell me all the circumstances that have caused your heart to be rejoicing, or all the circumstances that, and you might say something, maybe just a word about that, but I wrote down some of these words for me, and you know, because I am the preacher, I get to do it longer. Tired, sad, disappointed, and I wrote down disappointed over damaged relationship. I'm worried. God and I have this constant talk about when I start worrying, He'll nudge me and say, I said stop that, but I worry. Guilt and shame over failure. And then I look over, I'm happy though. Man, I was so full of joy this morning driving. I'm hopeful. I have 10,000 reasons. There's peace. I have peace about my future, even though so much of it is uncertain. You know, I have peace about our nation. You know why? Because as it comes or goes, God is still God. I need a little amen out of that. I'll be sad at the passing of America, but it's going to pass. Do you know that? I think we're going to be the only nation that survived 1,000 years. I don't think so. But here we go. So I want you to write on your card, how you doing? How you doing? And just a word that more expresses your attitude or your heart or your soul. Not necessarily the circumstance. You can put a little parentheses because, you know, I'm worried, and I would say because I'm poor. That would be it. I got bills. I'm cheerful because my wife's foot is healing. You know, I've got that going for me. So you can do something like that, but you can't make it longer because even though the Cowboys aren't playing today. So Mike, if there's a thing now, we're just going to be quiet for a minute. You think, and then just pray over your card.
Thank you.
perhaps finish up writing. Some of you insightful people may see where this is going. We're going to share. And so I think the room is small enough and the crowd is small enough. We don't need the mic. What do you think there, Michelle? I mean, you know, Michelle's mom. So what do you think, Mike? Should we pass around a mic? Yeah. M-I-C. We're not going to pass around the M-I-K-E. Just the M-I-C. So what I'd like for you to do is this. Is no commentary. Just read what you wrote on your card. You don't have to read both sides. Just if you want to. You don't have to read it all if you don't want to. But I'm counting on you to, you know, come on. Or we'll go to lunch early. The other option. But I want us a little bit of discerning the body. And you know, you do this when you just watch somebody walk in and their face sometimes gives them away, which is good. But sometimes we want just to know a little bit more. How are you doing? How are you doing? And so here we go. Somebody, what you do is just stand up and Jeanette will walk the mic to you. Thank you, sir. Sad and disappointed due to family members talking about meeting, and so one of them is using her faith. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. I'm going to go ahead and throw in one of my sads. I'm going to say concerned, because God is trying to teach me not to say worried. But because one of my sons is going through a tough time in its marriage, and they're kind of coming out of that in a good way, but at the same time, his faith has really taken a big hit, just kind of what you're saying. So that's a concern of mine. Joe in the back. Amen.
And then thankful that I can come here and play music and share, you know, with my family, my church family, and I have family, and, you know, I have health concerns, but I'm overall pretty healthy, so I've got a lot.
Amen.
My happy ones were my work is really challenging, which is good to me. Maybe sound bad, but it's good. And for the love that I have in my life, and for the meaning that I feel like I have in my life.
Yeah.
And my sad sides is like when I have conflicts with people and the uncertainty that's in the world. And I don't like imperfection, even though I'm very
anybody else? There's no one in the back. No one.
I think I'm thankful and blessed for my family and friends. Just recently, it's just been hurt, stressed, worried, and disappointed. Just because it's an issue of mine, I feel like I haven't been good enough lately. My heart's been slowly breaking. And so much stuff has gone on, that just being with my family and friends and being able to play at this church really helps a lot to bring my
Amen.
Spirit.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
I wrote down, very blessed in every aspect of my life, especially my friends. I feel loved. I'm very proud. Not proud. Proud of people. So happy to be able to be with the little boys yesterday and the other family, the Pickerels, last Saturday. I also am worried and concerned. About Pam.
Yeah.
And my heart just goes out. We just need healing for everyone.
Yes.
Not just health, but everything.
All part of this.
Happy and blessed and thankful. We've had a week of celebrations. Our daughter-in-law last week was inducted as an elder at her church, and we're thankful for that influence in Carly's life.
Great.
That she really needs.
Great. Praise God. I'm going to say okay. We'll come back in a minute and have maybe a last words at the closing, but I want to say something else about this. In the table over there in the back, we have prayer cards, and we have some pretty diligent prayer warriors. And if you have prayers, fill out that card and you turn that one in, put it in the box or hand it to Art, or that'd be great. You know, I look forward to seeing you so much. And when I see different things, every once in a while I'll see something you do on Facebook. And so whenever I see the Dials and I have their sheep involved, I'm like, I wonder if I'll see one of them tomorrow. You know, your feelings, they're legitimate. God gave them to you. They're appropriate. There are things to have anger and besides even bad drivers even. And sadness, fear even. But your faith does something to your feelings. It can transform your feelings. It impacts your feelings, and hope can come even in the dark place. And love. This is what this means. We have feelings. And those feelings can be truly transformed. But you know, Jesus was sad and he was angry. I don't know if he was worried, but he was begging at the garden to say, not my will, but yours, because I don't want this. And so he understands us. He's with us. We're going to sing in a minute, just as soon as everybody gets their guitars on. And we're going to sing the song, Come to the Table, and then I'll have a thought and prayer about communion, and we'll pray and take communion. But also, in this song, I think we do all the time we sing it, but see yourself in the song. We're all over in this song. And so it's a great song to just remind us of who we are, the body of Christ, loving and fellowshipping not only with each other, but with Jesus, his Father, and the Holy Spirit together. We're all filling this room. And so let's sing this song together and just think about where it is that we fit in. We're going to pray in just a minute. I want you to think about Jesus and his Father God who sent him to die for us. How much he loved us. Sometimes I go to the store with my dad. That's always a trick. And sometimes we'll run into people that we know or we're just meeting for the first time. And Dad will sometimes say, well, this is Bob. He's my little boy. And it's weird because the person who's we're talking to, they're like, this guy's weird. But when I think about that, it's my little boy. Think of God, how he looks at you. You're just his little girl. And he's proud of you. And if you've failed, wait a minute. If, when you have failed, he is still proud of you. Because you're his kid. You're his child. And he did, he did move heaven and earth for you. So Noah, I'm right with you, bro. Jesus died for me, he died for you because you're that important. And our world is wacko as it is. He's still in charge. And this is what the empty tomb says. Death won't win. The cross reminds us of our identity, that we're loved children. It reminds us that our future is secure. And it reminds us that we belong to each other, the family of God. So as you take the bread and drink the cup this morning, God's good. Let's pray. Father, we're just, even when we can just taste a little bit of it, your goodness is overwhelming to us. And we just thank you. We thank you that you loved us enough to send your son to die. And we love you because you're so powerful. You can raise him from the dead. And because of that, we have hope. We have hope. We trust you. We thank you. In Jesus' name, amen. Not 100% what discerning the body means, but I think we did it today. So, to a group of people who were having tough times, they were losing their jobs, they were being sent to prison, they were being kicked out of their families, they're struggling to hold on to their faith because things were going wrong. The writer of Hebrews says, don't neglect meeting together, but encourage one another. Man, I miss the people who aren't here. Amen. And if you're watching online, we love you. We love your body here with us even more. So drive in from wherever you're watching. Come on. Here we are. Jesus speaking to you and me. You are the light of the world. A city on a hill cannot be hidden, and neither do people light a lamp and put it under a bowl. Instead, they put it on a stand, and it gives light to everyone in the house. In the same way, let your light shine before others that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. Let's go out and shine it up, okay? Next week, we're going to start a series called Born Again. And I can't wait to see you. Shine.